this case here is how you give a presentation. So you can pass it around when you give individual presentations later, but you just kind of put it back like that. And then you hit function F8, it says CRTSED.
Okay.
So function F8, and it takes a little bit. You'll see that the screen will flicker like that, and then you'll wait about a minute. There you go. Agenda presentations are what you sort of, that's what your structured meeting will have.
So that's this.
We saved it in your
Oh, okay. Right.
Are we free to take notes?
Yeah, you can take notes whenever you want.
Look for this yet. I haven't noticed it, but let's just start it off and we'll see what happens. You're all ready? Okay, here is the agenda. Opening, acquaintance, tool training, project plan, discussion. Project aim is a new remote control. It's original, trendy, and user friendly. Project method, functional design, individual work, and then a meeting. Conceptual design, individual work, and a meeting. Details design, individual work, and a meeting. Tool training. Try out the whiteboard. Every participant should draw their favourite animal and sum up their favourite characteristics of that animal. Miss Industrial Designer, would you like to go first?
So are we supposed to bring the little things for the...
Yeah, well, you just, I think just click on it. Do you have a belt?
Put
Or put them in your pocket.
Yeah. So my favourite animal.
Yeah, what's your favourite animal? Is it rude?
An elephant.
That's a very good elephant.
Back into the elephant.
Oh my gosh. I'm never gonna be able to draw that well.
Okay, and you want to write up on there, because you've got to sum up your favourite characteristics of that animal.
Okay, it's big. It's got a great memory.
Is it?
It's supposed to have a great memory. You say an elephant never forgets.
Mm.
And I don't know why, but it looks like nice to me.
Okay. Wonderful, well done. Do you want to use the white... the wipe and wipe up. Just the aesthetics designer, do you wanna go next?
Okay, my favorite interior. Let's see. I don't know if any of you have seen Napoleon Dynamite before. It's a liger.
A what?
A combination of a lion and a tiger.
Alright.
Have you not seen Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
No, it's a hilarious movie, you have to see it. And its best characteristic is that it's pretty much the awesomest. But you have to see the movie to fully appreciate it.
Okay, well done.
Great. Me?
Yeah. Miss Marketing.
Okay.
I said this is gonna work.
Well, I'll try my best to draw. Can I just draw the face?
Yeah, I think you can just draw the face, but then you'll have to describe in writing how the rest of it looks.
The cat.
That's a very pretty cat.
It also has got a big fat body and long tail.
Okay, so do you want to do some write? Do you want to just write some words about it?
Why? Because cuddly, and usually cats are very friendly. And they're healing as well. They heal, and they can feel when the humans.
Wow.
Problems. So
they're kind of spiritual.
That's why I like cats.
Well done.
There we are.
Okay.
I don't actually have a favourite owl, but for the movie, I'll draw. I obviously can't draw off the topic.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
In fact, no. Let's just
pray that.
No.
That's cool.
That's exactly what it is. Not a very good one.
Not bad, it was
like. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay, well, you got it. It's a squirrel, and I like them because they're cute and stupid. Okay. I guess that was the test to see if this equipment was all working. Let's move on to the next page. Okay, put it finance. Setting price €25. If it aim 50 million euros.
Internationally sold.
Yeah. Production costs it's kind of can't cost any more than 12.50 to make. girls' experience with remote control. So I talk about who's used what, any ideas, stuff like that. Next meeting starts in 30 minutes. At 11:45.
So I think before we close, we're expected, I mean, the last slide I wanted us to maybe discuss on what our ideas were. I mean, if you want to go back to the last slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're, I mean, before we close the meeting, we're supposed to come up with some ideas for.
Oh, so we're actually supposed to be doing this discussion like right now, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought this was just giving us instructions for them to do next.
Yeah, I think this is just a preliminary, get some rough ideas for what our experiences with remote controls have been and what we would, roughly what we would incorporate into a new one maybe.
Okay. Right, who's got experiences with remote controls then? Pretty much everybody.
Is this a TV one we're supposed to make?
Yeah. Yeah, it's TV remote control.
Okay.
A new remote control for TV. What would I like?
What? Do you want it big? Do you want it small?
Medium.
Are we going for like telephones are going, little teeny tiny things, or are we going for something that's big and...
It seems like, there's sort of a tension between two ideas. I mean, you want one remote that maybe can work all the functions of TV, and if you have whatever associated with the TV, the DVD player, something like that. But at the same time, you don't want a really busy remote with 1,000 buttons on it or something.
Maybe, yeah, now that's the other thing, it's got to be cheap.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking something that's got different, like maybe an LCD display on it that's got different pages for different devices.
Mm.
But that would probably be quite expensive.
But how do we know how much, how much do we have per, how much is
it can't be more than 12
per unit, yeah.
So do we have to be realistic within the budget or?
Well, at the moment, what we're doing at the moment is just saying what we'd like, and then after we've found out what we can like, some different ideas, we can then go and do the research to find out if any of these ideas are feasible or not. So it'd be nice to have something that controls lots of different things.
So you have one in like,
yeah.
It doesn't have to be really thick. I mean, remote controls can be thin bits, and then you have one for your DVD and you sort of slide it out, and then you have another one and you slide it out. So
okay.
It slides, and then it all comes compact.
Okay, that's
into
right.
One. So it's not, you're actually just putting three or four different remotes together, but making them thinner and into one.
That's an idea.
So
yeah.
You just split them out.
Okay.
Have one very complicated one on one side with all the DVD and VCR access and stuff, and then on the other side a remote control that would be very very simple with just the channel program plus and minus and then just the mute button, for example. I can really keep it really really simple on one side and the other side be very complicated.
One side for kids, one side for adults.
I'm not sure.
Grandma as well, you know.
I'm not sure if it's a good idea to have a two-sided remote because it would be very hard to use in the way that you.
No, but you would slide it into something on the back and hold, like you wouldn't be able to press the button.
No, okay.
Like it, or something like a flip telephone, something like that, maybe.
That'd be cool. I was thinking.
Flip it open and you've got all the buttons, or you flip it closed and you've just got the basic buttons on the outside, maybe. Oh, we've got 5 minutes left.
Start breaking off.
Okay.
Well, we've got a few ideas there.
Yeah, we should. I guess by the end of this meeting, we should have at least the rough conceptual, you know, was stage one was technical functions design, what effect the outrage should have. Okay. So I mean, we still have time in our next meeting to come up with actual concept for the user interface. But the functions that we're sure that we want are that it can control the TV, but also devices connected to the TV, and you know,
yeah.
be able to operate DVD players.
I think we should also have a backup plan of, I just think that it might be expensive to make something that, I mean, we haven't been told it has to be something that control everything.
Yeah.
We should have a backup plan of just a really good television remote control that just, that is just for a TV, but it's just a really good nice one.
Right.
What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Because bear in mind, we had to have something that's cheap to make.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we should just concentrate on having it like a TV remote and have it be.
I think we'll be able to come up with ideas and stuff a lot quicker.
Have it be like ergonomic,
yeah.
So it's comfortable to use, simple to use, and looks decent.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
What will make it interesting for people to buy the.
Well, maybe even something that's for disabled people or some people that don't see very well, or big buttons for. Touchy buttons to
sort of find a niche for marketing to a certain
kind of
certain
or just one that looks really fucking cool.
rather than focus on
otherwise we'd be all day talking about how to do this, let's do that. I think we should.
Because at the end of the day, it says just TV remote, it doesn't say combination
yeah.
of all.
I mean, obviously, everyone, we're, you know, it sounds like we're all a bit sort of gadget heads and we like things that do everything at once, but.
Remotes spinning out from other remotes.
Yeah.
Like a little nested remotes inside.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, I'd like one that makes tea as well, but that's not going to happen.
I think a flip up thing, because you always have this problem with, like, if it's on this, what I get to be. You have five or six remotes and they'd be lying on the couch and you'd come and sit down and the television switched on or something. So maybe something that like does have a lid or closes so you don't accidentally press a button.
Okay,
but make it like really snazzy and cool that people would want it, so make it
It's gotta be so. Yeah, that's true what you're saying. I mean, it doesn't have to have a flip function, it can just have a lock function so that it's not usable when you don't want it to be usable.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even for kids as well, it's safer for them, I guess, like, they don't flick onto channels and all that, they flick onto.
No porn channel for children. Okay. Alright, so we've got some ideas.
Yeah, I guess that's.
Let's move on.
What does ID, VID, and ME stand for?
Industrial designer.
Oh, okay.
Which is.
Well, these are kind of specific. My marketing.
Yeah, there you go. So let's. User interface designer, that's
me.
That's.
Okay.
That's you. So you've got to. There you go, you're going to be the one that's working out what buttons we need.
Right.
Industrial design, you're the one that, you know, you're going to be working out what kind of box it goes in, I guess, or whether it's what goes into the box somehow.
How it works.
And marketing.
You two are going to just work it together.
You're the one that's going to go and find out, do the research, see what people want in the remote, what buttons are used more often, and stuff like that. Oh, we've been warned to finish the meeting now. Okay, everyone, well done, good meeting.
Alright, see you in 30 minutes.